I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The humanitarian crisis is growing by the day in Myanmar, the country also known as Burma. Today, the United Nations said that as many as 2.5 million cyclone survivors still need emergency aid. Among the most vulnerable are children separated from their parents. Katie Barnett is Emergency Child Protection Advisor with Save the Children. She is currently in Yangon, Myanmar. Save the Children already ran an aid operation in Myanmar before the cyclone. Now, she says, the group is trying to help survivors and trying to reunite stranded children with their families.
You can do a lot of reunifications in the early days, and the longer that children are separated from their families, the more likelihood that the family will move or the child will move, and then that separation becomes much more complex and harder to resolve. So what we do is, when we're delivering the immediate food and water and shelter and relief supplies that people need, we make sure that we identify very quickly any children who are separated and take down as many details as we can from each child.
How many children are you dealing with right now, or at least how many families are you trying to reunify?
Well, our caseload is approaching 2,000 separated children. Of course, we get some requests from families who've lost children as well, so we try to match requests for tracing with children who we've identified as separated.
These 2,000 children who are apparently at this point not able to find their families, where are they? Where are the children?
Almost all of them have been taken in by either extended family members or by members of the community that they came from or the community that they've ended up with, because people are moving upwards away from the waterlogged areas that were hardest hit by the storm to these temporary settlements. We heard, for example, a report of a 9-year-old girl who was just taken off with the tide and then deposited somewhere completely different. And, you know, it's just in the chaos of the moment when a huge wave like that hits a community, people just get scattered everywhere.
So somebody like that 9-year-old girl then, where is she right now?
She's staying with a family who've taken her in. And when we find that kind of situation, we make sure that we give the family the support that they need in order to keep caring for that girl. And because she's not with her own family, we would consider that a very vulnerable child, and so continue to monitor her situation. And Save the Children will have a very broad definition of vulnerable children in this emergency and make sure that even after reunifications, we continue just to check up and make sure that families are not so destitute they're then tempted to, for example, put their child into a monastery or an orphanage or something like that in order for that child to access, you know, care.
To what extent are Burmese authorities, who are not allowing most foreigners to get into the worst affected areas of the Irrawaddy Delta, to what extent have they prevented you and Save the Children from getting into that area as well?
Well, it's certainly a very complex operating environment, and that is our largest constraint. Nonetheless, Save the Children has been able to get to some really far-out areas where people were previously stranded, and we've now reached over 115,000 people, including 33,000 children, with humanitarian aid. And every time we do that, it gives us more reach and coverage to identify separated children and start reunifications where we can. It does seem that access is opening up bit by bit, but nonetheless, it's just a drop in the ocean, and there are hundreds of thousands of people who desperately need assistance.
Well, we wish you good luck. Katie Barnett, Emergency Child Protection Advisor with Save the Children, speaking to us from Myanmar. She's in the process of reuniting families with the children who have been displaced during the aftermath of the cyclone. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.